May peraan! May peraan!
Welcome to May Peraan, kung saan tayo gagabayan ng mga eksperto sa pagsagot ng inyong mga tanong na may kinalaman sa pera, mapautang, ipon, insurance, tax, racket o diskarte sa negosyo. Ako si Christina Lazo at ang May Peraan question ay galing kay Terry. Hindi niya tunay na pangalan, 45 years old mula sa Brisbane na mukhang gusto nang mag-travel overseas. Pakinggan muna natin ang kwento ni Terry. Kamusta kayo? Ako si Terry mula sa Brisbane. Kagaya ng marami sa atin, magdadalawang taon na kaming hindi nakakabiyahe ng aking pamilya. Kaya ngayon pa lang, parang excited na kaming mag-book papunta sa Singapore. Buti na lang, fully vaccinated na kami. Pero mukhang nakakapanibago kasi bukod sa travel insurance, hindi ako sigurado kung covered ba ang COVID. Tiyak na mahalang overseas health cover at ayaw ko namang mapasubo kami. Ang aking may peraan question ay kung nakapaloob na ba ang COVID coverage sa travel insurance? O dapat bang ibang insurer ang lalapitan para sa COVID coverage habang nagbabakasyon? Yan ang katanungan ni Terry para sa May Peraan. Para magsilbing gabay niya, makakasama natin muli ang travel agent na si Miss Gigi Calong. Kamusta po kayo, Miss Gigi?
Yeah, I'm very, very good. Thank you very much. By the grace of God, for sure.
Ito na po, madami ang excited lumabas ng bansa. Bago natin sagutin kung nakabundle na ba ang COVID sa travel insurance, linawin po muna natin bilang travel agent. Bakit po ba natin kailangan talaga ng travel insurance?
Travel insurance, that's why it's called insurance. Insure you for cancellation, loss of luggage. You don't want, kaya nga tayo nagpapa-insure just in case. Ang insurance is always just in case. If the booking get canceled, just in case na magkasakit, kailangan naka-insured kayo kasi karamihan ng mga murang pamasahe, it's non-refundable and then changes will attract penalties. Hindi sila nagbibigay nung kahit magkasakit tayo, ganyan. Kasi kaya nga kami may travel insurance. O kaya mamatayan, ganun yung repatriation. Kalimbawa, may namatay sa ibang bansa, sa Pilipinas, kailangan iuwi dito. Yun, pwede mo rin insure yun. Kaya kailangan makikita mo lahat yung coverage.
Mm-hmm. Okay, kailangan na bang kumuha ng magkaibang insurer para sa COVID? Or talaga po bang nakapaloob na ito sa mismong travel insurance?
Ang insurance, ang Covermore and also Allianz, you can look at the website of Covermore and Allianz. They have COVID-19 benefits. It's applicable. And meron silang mga coverage. Of course, meron ding limit yon. And then punta siya sa mga benefits. It has an international basic plan. It has an international comprehensive plan. And depende sa table na kukunin niya. Kasi may mga... Ano yan? Halimbawa, hospital incidentals, pagka na ospital, merong, kung kukunin niya yung budget, of course, may limit. Ngayon, kung kukunin niya yung mas mataas ng konti, she'll be covered maybe up to 6,000, up to 10,000 expenses.
Ms. Gigi, kasi nga po, di ba, iba-iba din ang mga border closure at lockdowns, no?
That's
siguro
correct,
po
yeah.
Bilang paalala, no, sa mga kukuha ng ganitong klaseng... insurance policy. Ano pong masasabi ninyo?
If it is government ano, hindi nila control 'yon. Insurance is not control. Kasi before you go, anyway, you have to check all the advisories. Kaya pag may nagpapabook sa atin, I have to check the advisories whether the border is open, whether they will be accepted or whether because like in the Philippines, there's no tourism yet. If you are an Australian and you are not Philippine born, you cannot still go. You need a visa. So, hindi covered yan ng insurance, of course, because before you go, you have to check the advice. Kaya sabi mo, yung mga government na biglang nagsara, that's, you know, it's then maka-cancel yung flight mo, then you're covered on the flight cancellation, hindi because of the border closure.
Base po sa inyong narinig no, mula sa inyong mga kliyente, ano-ano ang mga nakikita nilang extended travel insurance cover na may kinalaman sa COVID?
We cannot interpret insurance. The travel agency or travel agents cannot be an interpreter of insurance kasi bawal yan eh. They have to, kailangan basahin nila yung disclosure and they have to accept the disclosure. If they want to be covered with whatever, nandoon yun. Ngayon, pwede kong ipaliwanag na ito, cover na yung COVID-19 benefits, it's yes, as applicable. Kaya, kititignan niya yung mga benefits doon.
Okay, ang susunod ko pong itatanong ay kung paano matitiyak na ang babyahe ay makukover talaga yung expenses na may kinalaman sa COVID-19. Paano po sila makakasigurado na talagang makukover po iyon?
Pag nag-buy ka ng policy, meron kang policy number, meron kang parang coverage, yung booklet. Then you look at it, kung ano yung mga cover mo. Dahil sabi mo, oh, gusto kong increase yung cover ko sa hospital, loss of income, o yung accidental death, gusto ko increase ng 25,000 o increase ko ng 30,000, then you increase the rates of what you have to pay. Makikita mo doon kung ano lang yung gusto mong kunin, but it is definitely on the policy already.
Okay, so huli po, paalala sa mga katulad ni Terry na gusto na talagang mag-travel overseas. Sige po, kausapin niyo po siya ngayon.
Okay, ang number one, it's of course you have to make a decision when you want to travel. Ang airfare natin ng November and December is napakalaki pa rin, no? You cannot be surprised kasi it's charged as full economy. This, I'm talking about the Philippines, but other countries, of course, you know, different. Pero if we're talking about going to Manila for Christmas and all this, you know, there's nothing like promotional fare with Philippine Airlines because ano yan, hindi kami tayo makakakuha ng mga ibang flights, kamukha ng Cathay o Singapore, pero malaki pa rin yung palabas. Ngayon pagbalik is okay, January, February. Number one, you check ang dates, availability, because hindi na iba-iba na ang mga dates ngayon ng travel. Number two, check the advisory. Kamukha niyan, meron pa rin quarantine sa Pilipinas pero walang quarantine sa Australia. Tapos yung advisory na you need to be yung 72 hours, you have to be checked, you have to have swab test, and then pagdating sa Pilipinas, you also have swab test and quarantine, and then for 5 days for fully vaccinated. Kailangan nyo yung certificate. Hindi, tsaka yung mga pagtetest natin, hindi yung nagda-drive-in. Kailangan yung proper PCR test na merong certificate na COVID-free. If you do it, the advisory one step at a time, yun ang gonna get lost, and I'm sure they will enjoy the travel again. It will be a different travel experience. But, you know, it's exciting because, you know, it's just, we just have to follow the rules because we have to protect ourselves and we have to protect the community and we have to protect our families.
Okay, can you very well say na pwede na pong bumiyahe ngayon para sa inyo po?
Well, if you have families in the Philippines and if there's a plane, then they are comfortable to take you in, you know, why not? Marami natatakot kasi baka ganito, baka ganun. Life is not baka ganun and baka ganito. It's not siguro. We live today. If something happened tomorrow, if we cannot control it. But if you don't live today, when are you going to live and do what you think that is, holiday kayo, makita niyo yung family niyo for 2 years, you know, it was nothing, you know. All I did was repatriation, you know, emergencies. But the plane, the flight is open. Coming back is open. That means they can travel. But it's not the same as before na, oh, tita, uuwi ako bukas. No, make sure that you book ahead. Tapos mag-iingat din tayo sa Pilipinas kasi alam natin na ang case natin mas mataas nga. Mataas na rin sa Melbourne, mataas din sa Pilipinas. But then, you know, you have to make sure that you really want to go. But if you don't do anything, you're just going to watch the world go by. We have to live life. We have to live it. Lalo na kung, ang sinasabi ko yung may mga pamilya. If you don't do it now, when are you going to do it? And then afterwards, you're gonna be to say, I wish I did it, I wish I did that. No? Well, you cannot. You just have to do what is right. But right for yourself, right for the family, right for the community.
Ang ganda naman ng payo ni Miss Gigi. At para sa mga ayaw pa rin kumuha ng travel insurance dahil feeling nila masyado itong baka makakadagdag sa budget. Again,
of course.
Sabi nyo nga po, maganda din ang kailangan meron tayong pang in case, di ba yung sinabi nyo po
yeah,
kanina.
Travel insurance is if you don't want to take it and you have financial to support yourself, and you believe that, you know, you're going to be careful and all this, then, you know, it's not compulsory. But at the moment, with this situation, I would think na 99%, you know, think of the insurance. You're not going to spend, you know, thousands. You're not going, you have a look at the, you know, you don't even have to go to your travel. You just go to the website and check yourself and then you can do it. We're not selling the travel insurance. We're selling what the travel insurance is going to give you just in case.
Ayan, maraming salamat po ulit sa ating tampok na eksperto. Thank you po, Ms. Gigi Calong. Sa uulitin po, At kung may nais kayong itanong na may kinalaman sa finance, investments, mortgage, insurance, negosyo at iba pa, i-email ang filipino.program@sbs.com.au. Huwag mag-alala dahil pwede naming hindi banggitin ang tunay ninyong pangalan sakaling mahiyain kayo. Mapapakinggan itong podcast sa www.sbs.com.au/filipino. Muli, ako si Christina Lazo para sa SBS Filipino. Tandaan, huwag ma-stress sa pera dahil sa tulong ng mga eksperto, may peraan!
May peraan! May peraan!